Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. You hear the best in punk rock right here, right now. right, that's a good way to start off your Saturday. Completely dazed and confused for so long. Okay, so, whoops, I'm managing all these keyboards here. Okay, that was Dave Levine and the Hyman Blasters kicking off with Madness in the City. There's a lot of madness going on. Here we go. Tim Hellstrom. Dedicated to my granddaughter.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. Focus on the
back already that quick. Let me see. What are we doing here? All right. Well, we're playing songs. That's what we're doing. So, anyway, here we go. No more fun. That's what it's all about. No more fun. of mind, keep your friends close. It all
go.
Nobody's fool. All right, we have Tequila Mockingbird on the line. Hey, girl. Are you there? I thought I just clicked you on the soundboard. Let me see what I did wrong. Okay, so anyway, That was Bleed with Nobody's Fool. I guess Tequila dropped off somehow. All right. Well, she was on there. All right. So let me see. Where are we at? Jackknife.
Hey, girl.
Hey. Okay. I lost you there for a minute.
Yeah, I accidentally moved. That's all you have to do.
Well, you want to tell everybody what's going on in your itinerary?
Oh, yes. Well, so today we're playing in Joshua Tree. It's my band Zep Pussy. Oh, yeah, that reminds me. I wear little kitty ears and I sing the fuck out of Led Zeppelin. So
right
that
on.
Is the big, that's the big plan today. And Shimmer Bed, one of my favorite L.A. bands, is coming. And Peg Leg Love, who are amazing. And one of my truly favorite bands, the Swords of Fatima, are playing. So I booked this little show as in Joshua Tree at the Joshua Tree Punk Museum chapter. And it's at Taylor Junction in the center of Joshua Tree. And it's, like, super
awesome.
Cool there. It's like a, it's like walking into another world. It's one of the best poster makers in Los Angeles. It's a
Woo-hoo!
Show of all of his work, Rollo Costello. And
okay.
He's working with this man named Phil Bussera, who is an expert on AI, and we're doing the past, present, and future of punk through the art
nice.
Of posterture. Yeah.
Oh, how fun.
So, and all the bands are playing, and yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be great fun. And Coachella's happening out there, so that's right down the street.
And that's tonight?
That's tonight, 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 tonight in Joshua Tree at Taylor Junction.
Very good.
So that's
all
what
right,
we're
so,
doing. Yeah, I was
yeah.
hoping
do you
to
have
be in town by now. But soon you'll be in town, and we'll go to Joshua Tree and hang out.
Today's my son-in-law's birthday, so I've got family commitment today.
Okay. All right, and Megan's going to come on the show in a little bit. She does the punk yoga for the Joshua Tree experience, because, you know, it's very
nice.
Healthy punk out there.
Very good, very good. All
yeah.
right.
Yeah. So that's the plan. Going to rock and roll, just like we should, you know. And
very good.
So, what's the latest on Mystic? Tell me the dirt.
Oh, well, you know, we love to be hated. What can I say?
We love to be hated.
Yeah, I wouldn't know how to feel if a day didn't go by that somebody didn't show me so mercy.
I think they're giving them a little bit of a no mercy.
No mercy.
Yeah.
of Aggression, live at CBGB's in New York. Yeah, it was quite a trip they took.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they all got in trouble. They had to bail them out of jail. So, anyway, CBGB's.
CBGB's was a happening place in New York for a while there.
Yeah, it was like the cafe on the East Coast, you know? Everybody loved the dirty shithole. Oh, my goodness. What can I say? Well, we
so Megan's
going to
join
clean.
Us on Megan's going to join us on the radio in a little bit.
All right. So one of my band's bangers out of Sacramento is playing a gig tonight at a place called On the Y. And you'll be in for a good treat if you go. So anyway, I'm looking through my soundboard here for some of Tequila's songs. I have a filing system that is like the worst. I need to delete everything and start all over. I you know what I mean? Oh, goodness.
Well, you know, you can make me happy just playing Kings of You Know What.
Oh, Gerbil Turds?
Undercity Kings.
Oh, Undercity Kings? Oh, okay. Here we go. Let me see. That's all. That's easy because they're actually alphabetized correctly. I just got to find the U's. All right. Here we go. Here's the one you like the most. It's called Fun Sucker.
You suck the fun. It's over. We're done. It's time for you to move on. I'm just like you. And I'm over your key timing, gaslighting, gaslighting. Inciting, igniting, indicting. Get the fuck away from me. Irradiating jealousy. Just another try to down clown. All the time to ring around. I'm so done with you.
Be there on the 7th, and I was really hoping that Candy will be on the flight there or waiting for me when I get there.
Okay. Yes.
Aloha to that.
Mahalo.
Mahalo. That's what I'm talking about. Actually, I'm still in Los Angeles.
For Joshua Tree.
Well, I'm packing.
I thought tequila was. I thought you were there.
I am here. I'm packing.
That's what I thought.
I'm busy packing. At the same time, I'm listening to the show with you girls gabbing away.
I'm glad. It's almost like we're there with you. How is it up in
I'm
Joshua Tree?
My flight suit, my silver boots, my orange wig, because I'm singing Led Zeppelin tonight, so I have my Robert Plant hair,
and
I'm ready to rock.
That sounds epic. It sounds like an epic night.
it's going to be epic.
Joshua Tree Museum.
Yes.
Right.
Are
the two of you riding together?
Pardon?
No, I'm not going. It's Tequila doing the Sean Shimmerbed, right?
Yeah, Shimmerbed.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Well, I thought you were going to go and do your yoga.
Not this time. No, I don't get to go do yoga this time, but I'll be there in an awkward position, I'm sure. Very soon.
Okay.
You wait. You can't even think of some of the positions this girl can do with her legs.
That's okay. I'm
a very flexible lady, mentally and physically. They have a pretty cool. Yeah, they have a great yoga scene there, and they do the Bhakti Yoga Festival every year. It's like the Coachella for the yoga, people like that. And I love this place. This yoga retreat center is very special, and Joshua Tree is a vortex, a great place to watch stars at night or go glamping, and to see Shimmer Bed under the shimmery stars. And then to follow up with tequila singing Led Zeppelin by the fire pit sounds like quite an evening in Joshua Tree.
Sounds like it. All right. So do you have an address for the place that we could give our listeners?
Go to Google and ask for Taylor Junction. And it is in the center of Joshua Tree.
Okay.
There's, I think it's on 29 Palms Hallway, and it's at the junction, I think, of Sunset. There's not too much out there besides this.
Yeah.
You'll hear the Led Zeppelin. Just follow.
Yeah. Follow the screaming.
Okay.
I'm going through. Yeah, so it's going to be fabulous. It's like right in the center of town. You just go Google Joshua Tree. You go in the center of town. You'll see the punk museum sign on the top of the building.
Oh, okay.
And the building
is
called Taylor. Yeah, it's called Taylor Junction. And because, the places are few and far between there, when Tequila comes to town, she brings the whole town down. Down for a good time.
It's like tons of punk rockers live there. It was insane. I was so shocked to find, like, all these punk rockers there, like Brian Grillo, and, you know, he was in a band with, old school, like Jatan DeMong, Rick Agnew. Movie stars like Udo Kier lives there and came and hung out with us. Louise Goffin, who's the daughter of Carole King, came to hang out with me last week.
The beautiful and talented Brenda Starr, our old friend. A shout out to her.
Victoria Williams lives up there. The chick from Romeo Void, Deborah Ayala, was living up there. Fur Dixon just moved up there from the Cramps. Yeah.
So she sells this place, and it seems like it is a fun town when she comes to town every time. There's also a farmer's market, and it does bring the people out of their homes from wherever they live within the desert community to kind of hang out and it's fun when tequila's in town, for sure. Good for business.
All right. Very good.
And they have Coachella once a year. They have that Bhakti Yoga Festival once a year. So other than that, tequila is it. And tonight it's Shimmer Bed under the shimmering stars.
All right. So let me see. Oh, here we go. I got another song for you. Here we go.
Let's go.
I think it's going to play.
What's the trick for?
Undercity Kings with their former singer who sadly passed away and was replaced by Todd's wife. And that's the song that was supposed to be on. It came from Slimy Valley, and a Circle One song was put on there instead. And I noticed the mistake.
Sometimes it all works out anyway. So I like that song. That was a great pick. I kind of like that chili song, you know, if you could dig that out. I'm in the mood for chili.
Well, here's a Tequila Mockingbird and the Blue Blonde Moon Dust with Shearing Sun.
The father is a flower and they have loved the sea. The father is a fish and he created from the big. He is like a flower and he does like the sun. Away from the shivering sun.
Song here for you, girls. Here, this is called Sweet Cherry.
Okay, Sweet Cherry.
All right.
rocking.
Yeah.
I like her.
And
I like it too. That's really good. Hey, Mikey.
She reminds me. Yeah, she reminds me a lot
like,
because she's so young and she's growing up, you know, singing and performing, and she's doing a really good job with her enunciation of English, you know. She says she has a lot of room to work there, but, you know, it's fun.
It.
It's a fun band. Middle Disaster is their name. And her name is Maria Rosario. I can't pronounce her name. Maria Rosario and la 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 la. Yeah, Italian.
I like her style, man. She really has a good voice, and, you know, I'll be humming Be My Baby all day long. Be my baby. That's a great song. Catchy tune.
It is a checky tune. So, a checky tune. Oh, Street Lamps, Street Lamps.
Mommy did it, honey.
That was one of those 1 minute songs. It was a little bit more than 1 minute off of 60 songs on one album. Wow.
The 1 minute wonders.
The 1 minute wonders. Yeah,
I like it.
I
like
one of those one time. So anyway, what was your time like at what was your time like at the I'm tongue twisted at the dispensary.
That takes a lot more than a 1 minute wonder.
It's a long minute. It's a long minute.
I like the 5 minute to 10 minute wonder personally.
You could play it a couple of times
minutes.
And it'd be the right time. Yeah.
Taking care of business, folks.
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
It's all about proper wood placement.
Okay, so anyway, everybody's talking about sex here. So if you have a man that has more, wants more than 60 seconds, you never get anything done because you'll be in the bedroom all day, all night, all day, the next day. And it's like, hello, when are we going to eat?
Right. We need to eat.
All right, girls, remember, we are live on the air, so.
We'll tone things down, ladies. We'll tone it down with our innuendos. But, you know, we're all giggling here on 420, and we took that in a different direction, and now we need to get back to the music.
We're celebrating.
Okay, all right.
Friends.
did I say?
Well, you did say you want a gerbil turd. That
yes.
one was titled Boredom. If that's what he
fantastic.
Does when he's bored, I'd hate to see what he does when he's romantic.
Right. He sounds like quite a date, you know. Online dating is what it used to be.
You so bored to me.
I think you smoke too much pot, Megan.
I did. You know, I really had a great morning in line. I met a few friends and told them about Party or Go Home. And this is really a fun show for people to listen to the one-minute wonders of Mystic Records.
Very good.
Yes.
Yeah, Mystic is a wonderful label, and everybody loves us. They throw flowers when we walk into the room.
I like it. Compilations are
fab.
They're epic. And to get to hear Tequila sing is a privilege and an honor, too. So, you know, go out to Taylor Junction or tune in here, because you always do play her singing The Doors or something fantastic. And it really is a great voice. The way you sing is... You are a creature unlike any other, Tequila. That's what I got to say. That voice is so epic. Awesome. One of a kind.
Recently had a music promoter who's on our team at the Orchard, and I pulled out one of Tequila's songs. And he liked it so well that he went through the catalog and pulled out a couple more. And he said, I really like her voice. That girl's got some range on her. Boy, she's got some lungs, you know. And he wants to, he's taken a special liking to her. And he wants to feature her in this next promotion coming up in June. And he says, you know, this girl needs to be noticed. He said, you know, she's fantastic. He just couldn't say enough about her, you know. And it wasn't the band. He said, you know, bands come and go. They're a dime a dozen, you know, unless you got an Eddie Van Halen or, you know, somebody like up there just really ramming on the guitar. But, you know, he said her voice is just there, you know.
Edward. Yeah, he really was, he really has an ear, because if she is able to sing, and she always has been. I mean, her music, her voice is good for jazz, opera. I mean, she has such a range that you don't notice. She'll sing some Led Zeppelin and jam the house down with The Doors. And then I've seen her go jazz and opera, and, you know, it's just the window shake. She's on.
Keith Levine from Public Image told me once, I got really mad and I went, I'm tired of being everybody's backup singer. And he said, there are no backup singers. There are only singers.
Exactly.
And
yes.
So that kind of cleared the way to start thinking about, you know, being jambidextrous, you know, being able to sing anything you like.
He was
right.
A big fan of yours. He definitely loved his Tequila Mockingbird. And I've sat with him and heard him go off about how wonderful she is, not only about her voice. I know he was a fan of you musically, but personally, I think he had a thing for you in his heart that was an ever-burning love. And Keith Levine and Tequila would have made, you know, magical music together, and they were such good friends. That guy was a nice one. Yes, you're right. There are only singers.
Rest in peace, Keith Levine.
Amen. Yeah,
oh, my
really
God. Everybody's died. There's such a list of people dying. It's so terrible. But I guess that's just the way
know,
it goes.
You know, live, you die.
That's right. And if you're lucky, you have a good time in the middle.
People leave something behind, you know, where people can admire them for, you know, eternity, you know?
So yeah. Funny you see that, because I hear that the Tequila Mockingbird is going to have a ceremony out at this Joshua Tree Retreat Center, and she is a very unique person to honor, and will be interring his ashes there. Do you want to talk about this incredible human being that is internationally known and has touched our hearts and souls?
Yes, they have decided to... They made it a national historical monument out in Joshua Tree, and I decided to inter his ashes, Timothy Leary's ashes, the ones that were given to me, I'm giving to the Joshua Tree Forest Retreat Center, because I think
it
should be enjoyed by everyone. And it's a very psychedelic research kind of thing to do. So
I thought that was so
beautiful.
Amazing. I know. It's going to be an incredible day for this event. And it's still in the, you know, the birthing, you know, conceptual. But it's going to be quite an event. And I just wanted to, you know, plant the seed and have everybody who is a fan or a friend or family member of Timothy Leary to know that
sure.
this will be an event to honor him, and it will be there forever for them to come and visit and leave roses or just, you know, trip out under the stars. It would be a privilege.
Trip out under the stars. That's what Tim would want you to do.
In
yes,
Joshua
would,
Tree.
Yes.
It's
Joshua
a beautiful
Tree.
Location. I feel like he made this happen, and we'll talk more about that and probably have, I know, Tequila. There's going to be some music. There's going to be some art. We're going to have fun.
Very good. And that's going to be this weekend?
No. We just started this conception.
Okay.
It's the historical monument to enter his ashes. And, you know, it's going to happen in the future, but... in the planning stages, this event will be there. I mean, this monument will be there forever and ever.
Right on. Yeah, I would love to be there when that happens. You know, I thought a lot of the man and met him a couple times. And, you know, just knowing who he was and what he was about, I know that, he would definitely approve of being put there, you know. So that would be awesome.
Yeah, his
All
smile
right, so
was eternal.
Have,
okay.
Yeah, I have a song
okay.
here.
Let's have it.
And this is by Tequila Mockingbird.
F yeah, F yeah.
Boom. I'm a spy in the house of love. I know the dream that you're dreaming of. I know the words that you long to hear. I know your deepest secret fear. I'm a spy in the house of love. I know the dream that you're dreaming of. I know the word that you long to hear. I know your deepest secret sound. You do.
I'm a spy in the house of love. I know the dream that you're dreaming of. I know the word that you long to hear. I know your deepest secret fear. I'm a spy. I can see what you do, and I know
The spy.
Yeah.
By
the Doors.
That was a great cover by Tequila Mockingbird.
Yeah.
And we're back in
again.
The studio with all these giggly girls.
Yes, that's us, the giggly ones.
The giggle hour.
Martine now, though. Martine is here with us on the radio as well. And he's
hey,
a Martine. Top producer, dude.
Hi there.
Hello.
Welcome.
We're on the road.
The road to Joshua Tree.
There you go.
And you're doing your invisible yoga, right, Megan?
Yes. I cannot wait. This sounds like
yeah.
You guys are going to rock the town.
Yep, we're going to rock the town.
Leaving from Los Angeles, what freeway would you be taking?
You just take Santa Monica all the way and it ends up in Joshua Tree.
I think it's Freeway 10, and it's just before you get a chance to go into Palm Springs proper. You do have this little offshoot freeway. And there is, I believe, a casino out that way, you know, on the way to Joshua Tree. And
Yeah,
29 Palms Freeway or Highway.
Okay.
And that's
yeah.
what the freeway is, the store is on. I mean, it's just a little town, and she really takes over. From what I hear, it's kind of a, you know, nice place, not much going on. And then tequila comes to town, and there's bands, and all types of groovy stuff happens with art and music. And I feel like Timothy Leary might have led her to this place on purpose for the interment, but she's having a good time with the natives. And I think they enjoy the music and art she provides for the community.
Well, yeah, that's always fun when tequila comes anywhere.
I want to hear some gerbil turds.
Okay, well, this next one is dedicated to you girls, and to 420. This is April 20th, 420. Smoke it.
Another pothead. Yeah.
Okay, so RKL stands for Rich Kids on LSD, and they would definitely have a different sound about them. They have a new singer that's come on since the other singer and drummer are sadly passed away several years ago. And Chris Rust, one of the guitar players in the original band, is actually coming back to bring the band back together. And in celebration of their 40 years with Mystic, we're coming out with a beautiful blue vinyl record for them, LP.
Ooh la la, a blue vinyl special.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Go!
Request a while back for someone who likes chili. So here we go. If you like chili, you'll like this next song.
I know.
Woo!
large.
Well, thank you. I love the home cooking song. I dig it so much. This has been really cool.
Well, here's one all the way from Japan. This is the Spam 69 walking it up. Well, you know, that's his way of expressing himself, but he's actually using the F word.
Waka me? Waka waka?
Well, they're Japanese. That's the best way. That's the closest to a F they can pronounce.
Well, waka waka. I and so well spoken, too. It was a catchy tune. I like it. Waka me, waka me. I dig it. And I think that's a great choice. But I didn't know that's what it meant.
Well, no, that's what they're actually trying to say. Their pronunciation just isn't too good of F-U-C-K.
Anyway. Look at me. Hi. Well, walk you. Walk me. Walk the world.
Walk you. Walk me. Walk you. Walk me. Walk you. Walk me.
It just doesn't sound as aggressive as, you know, our usual Los Angeles long legs. Up. And then the Italian symbolism that goes with that. You're number one. So put the whole new thing on.
I just thought I'd throw that in there. I love that guitar. That's Dave Anger on that.
Awesome.
All right, so where are we at, girls? Are you guys driving right now, Tequila?
She's getting a sandwich at this moment, so I'm subbing for her.
Oh, okay. I thought you guys were driving, so I thought I would play some tunes to make the drive not quite so boring.
We are driving. We just did a quick pit stop.
Well, what type of tunes did you have in mind? Yeah, what are good road trip songs?
Oh, I've got a few. Let me see. What is it?
Walk Me to the Desert.
Walk Me to the Desert. That's cute. I like that. Okay, so how about the Whining Pussies?
I would like that right about now.
All right, here we go. Their song about
selfie.
Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck you and your fucking friends. I don't care about political taste. I don't care about your dead grandma. Bitch, you're wrong when you get chihuahua. I don't wanna know about your maladies. Don't post pictures of the food you eat. I don't give a shit about who you're with. They suck like you. Go eat a dick. Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck you and your fucking friends. Fuck you suck.
check what is another young fuck. You're not that funny, your humor sucks. I don't give a shit about your friends, your connections, your new relationship. It's my sloppy second. Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck you and your fucking friends. Thumbs up for your wife's problems. My post fly over your head. You train wreck. Fuck you. You suck. Eat shit. And the fuck yourself.
Oh, yeah. Well, he doesn't have any problem with his enunciation of the word.
You know, I like a guy who's clear and direct and tells you just, you know, how he feels. And, you know, that way it's a clear statement. There's no, you know, charm or fronting like, you know, you're kind of cool. But, you know, that guy just says it like it is. And, you know, yeah. It's hard to find
you know,
that in a guy.
Let me just say Facebook is a fucking asshole. And I'll tell you why. The other day I got up. And I changed the picture on my Facebook page for Tequila Mockingbird. And Facebook wrote me and said that they were cutting off my account because I was imitating me.
You'd be trying to be you. Somebody be trying to be you, but it was you trying to be you.
That's insanity. That is insanity. I can't believe they would actually do that. Oh, boy.
They did it.
I mean, every Saturday when I do the radio show.
My favorite part was when they said I was imitating a celebrity.
Really? Somebody reported you then. Somebody reported you, probably one of those damn hackers again.
They got foiled. They got foiled and we foisted them once again.
They've been foisted.
So, what was their explanation where they were going to go?
That's my SAG card.
I didn't hear you. Go ahead.
I said it's my SAG card. That's what gets me in. My SAG card, Tequila Mockingbird SAG AFTRA card. Working actress. Thank you. Oh, Megan, weren't you on the TV set this morning?
Actually, yes, I was live and direct here in Chatsworth, representing, wearing my Chatsworth High School T-shirt at the Strain Line. I'm probably going to be featured in the video. The photographer is sending me the footage that he can send me of myself. That's the only request I had. But and I actually didn't get to do too much shopping. I was in it for the pancakes and the DJ and all the food trucks that they have there. And I was helping my friend Monet have some coffee. And I made a lot of friends. And who knows, I might even go back and go shopping. But it's 4:20 here in Los Angeles, folks, and I can, you know, tell that they are giving away goodies at every shop.
I'm someone who's sober so that I can't stop and get anything, and I'm really sad about that.
I'm sober.
It's a tradition that every year you go to 4:20 and you get the goodie bag, but not this year.
Yeah, I didn't get one, but my friends all went in, and they came out with some real good stuff, and I was really impressed, and everyone was really happy, but I was helping set up, you know, pop-ups for the pancakes and giving people chairs and making sure that the line at the end, you know, when after hours, people were getting a bit tired, so it was a great little gig, and I really really benefited from it in so many ways. But, yes, I was interviewed and photographed and filmed doing interesting things besides eating pancakes, which I did. They were so good. I really appreciated my 4:20 pancakes.
Yum, pancakes.
What about where you guys are? I mean, did they have enough there, Candy?
My 4:20 is going to be like in Joshua Tree. They don't even have a pot shop there.
What?
Oh, my.
They voted against those young whippersnapper pot dealers coming into town, and they'll just grow their own.
Oh, wow. Well, you charge a lot of money, you know, compared to if you grow your own. So I guess if I have a big crop in a little town like that and kept going, I wouldn't want a dispensary either, you know?
Yeah.
Corporate coming in. But the difference between corporate and private is about 17,000 labels.
Right.
You know, because like Megan and I look at it as medicinal and actually know how to cure illnesses with it, whereas most people just want to get high.
Yeah.
And we're not judging them either. I have no judgment against.
No judgment.
I like stoners. I like, you know, and I'm pro all uses of marijuana. And on a day like today, it's almost like it's so important to that movement. You know, the gay parade for the gay people in Hollywood, they go off. It's a free for all. This is the same thing for the marijuana community. I am impressed, and I think it's Joshua Tree has their own little group of growers, it sounds like. It's, you know, I respect and honor that, but
that they do not have a pot shop in the city of Joshua Tree. I heard that maybe in 29 Palms they have one, but I'm sure that on a day like today, the day when it's 420, 24 is 4/20/24 backwards and forwards, and we left cookies under the tree for Willie Nelson on a day like today.
You are so cute, Willie, Uncle Willie, cookies. You tequila.
Well, ladies, what are you playing next?
Oh, well, how about Psycho? Played it twice, and you weren't listening.
She wants a number three. Tequila.
That must have been when I was getting my cheese egg biscuit sandwich.
Well, we heard you were getting a sandwich, and then you're on your way to this Joshua Tree facility, the Punk Rock Museum, and the future resting place for the Timothy Leary ashes bestowed upon you, and I think you have quite an honorable journey going through the desert today. Tonight will be fun. But we only have a few minutes left, so let's make it count. What do we have to go out in style with, ladies? What do you think, Candace? Tell me. Tell me.
Music-wise?
Yes.
Here we go, gerbil turds.
Yeah!
Good songs to play.
Fantastical.
sounds good.
Okay, so are we on the freeway?
We're almost, no, we're, are we on the, no, we're not on the freeway. We
almost
are,
there. Key to the desert.
Wacky, wacky to the desert. All right. Well, here's one. Jumping Jack Frost by Tequila Mockingbird. And I'm going to have to get some of your Zep Pussy songs on the radio here. Anyway, here's Jumpin' Jack Flash by Tequila Mockingbird.
My name is Peter Beckman. Welcome to Dead Hollywood.
Peter?
Yeah.
You're Beckman.
All right.
I'm in that book.
Time for some rape rock.
From El Duce, you know, he has to come on every show or else he haunts me all night long.
Are you guys ready? I just put El Duce on the LA Punk Museum page and he's getting quite the response.
Oh, right on. That's good.
Oh, can you play I'm Going Through Your Purse?
I think that's live here at the cafe.
Wow. 13 when she first started working for me.
Hello?
Yes. We're just talking
about...
Well,
I thought I joined in your conversation.
Oh, we were talking about the Catholic and Megan and you and how I met you and how I met Megan and... Megan.
At the old Cafe de Grand.
We had
a lot of fun there.
Mystic Records and Cafe de Grand. I was telling him all about it. He worked with Joey Arias, who worked with David Bowie.
Oh, nice.
Yes,
David Bowie came up with a lot of really good songs.
Yeah, Bowie was a good writer, very strong.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Poor Iman. She's still, like, right there. She'll never, ever get over him.
Right. Okay,
yeah.
I've had enough of Eldon's off-tune. That's a really bad recording, but I like the beginning where he starts off with his his usual growl.
I'm going through your purse.
I actually don't have that song on my board. I have Hotel Hell on here somewhere, but, you know.
Why don't you play some Texacala Jones?
Okay, I just saw her on the board here a minute ago. I should have left everything at alphabetical order, but when I wanted somebody else's music to be up front, oh, I see your friend dropped off too. Okay, so when I wanted somebody else's music to be up closer to the top, I put like 01, 02, you know, stuff like that. So it's all not alphabetically ordered. In alphabetical order. Like your two songs, I could never find them because I've got them under 001, The Spy, 001, Tequila Flash, Jack Flash, you know? My own little code,
like,
and then I forgot. Yeah. Sounds
0,
like
that. 001, 020, 00.
Well, yeah, those get the soundboard automatically puts everything in alphabetical order. So if I have an artist on and I want to play their songs, I'll put like 01, 01, 01, and then their songs next to it so that they all come, you know, close together and I don't have to look all over for them like this one. Wanted me to play.
Yeah. Which one is that?
Well,
yeah.
Ice cold beer.
Ice cold beer. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I got to start.
Cause I was never
Right, so we're back in the studio here with Hila Mockingbird.
It's almost there. Hey.
Hey.
We're cruising on the freeway. We're on the freeway, ladies.
All right. Here. Well, Megan already dropped off. Megan had to say her goodbye. She had to leave.
Okay.
It's just you and me.
Okay, okay. She's a busy girl. You know, she's a gay divorcee, not so gay divorcee. So that's a good thing. She's now going to be divorced in a minute. She'll be able to pick up where she left off in the world. Are you there?
Yeah. All right, so we've got like about 3 or 4 minutes, so I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Mystic Records Radio. Party or go home. And Tequila's on her way to the gig tonight.
So we'll see you in Joshua Tree at Taylor Junction.
That's 6
right. 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's an early show. And bring your own, honey, because it's free to get in.
All right, so... stay high, fly low, and don't forget to listen to the Violent Fuzz.
One big show with three named bands, grabs all leather and skin. Life tries to stop getting out of hand. Everyone puts it in. Like getting under what can't even stand. My head is starting to spin. The firing parts and the swollen land of no way.
Know why that did that. Are you there, Tequila? You still got to tie your ears back on? Hello? Okay, well, I guess we lost her. Anyway, I want to thank you all for tuning in, and don't you forget to party or go home. Have a good weekend. Bye.